Well, third and about 10 here for Mountain Home from their own 41-yard line. Tabor wants to pass. Looks right. Hit as he throws. And the ball is caught.
Yeah.
First down at the 43-yard line. Now they're going to wave it off. I thought it might have popped loose as he went to the ground. And the official on the backside comes in and waves it off.
That official on that sideline is struggling tonight with his eyes and
ears.
Yeah.
I'll say, I know it did. The play went against Mountain Home, but there's a flag back here, too. Is this going to be roughing the passer? It is. Bomber's going to get a first down anyway. So the roughing the passer penalty keeps the drive alive here for Mountain Home.
Yeah, it's amazing that back judge could see that ball hit the ground, but he couldn't see the play clock when it was clicking down to zero a while ago. Then the ball did look like it hit the ground. It looked like it bounced. And
you know, we went the entire first half, and we made it almost to the end of the third quarter with one penalty. Now we've had three penalties here.
Well, you said something about it.
Right side, and about a three-yard pickup on the carry that time for Junior Williams to the 41. So second and seven coming up here for Mountain Home with 11:35 left in the game, down 34-7. Second and seven. Tabor will give it to Junior. Boy, there is nothing there.
Before Junior ever got the ball, there was somebody at his feet that time.
No gain on the play. So third down and about seven coming up here for the Bombers. The 11 minutes left of the contest. Third down and six. Bombers continue to work out of the tee. Tabor fumbles the snap. He's going to be hit and dropped back at the 43-yard line, a loss of two on the play. Tabor's helmet gets knocked off. So he has to come out for a play. It's going to be fourth down and nine. And the Bombers will be forced to punt the football away with 10:21 to play.
Noah Pruitt and number 45, Glenn Wright, brings him a fourth down and nine.
Fourth and nine here for the Bombers, and Pausch in to punt. Timeout Sheridan, 10:08 to play. Yellow Jackets up 34-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons. Go Bombers!
Well, Pausch with a pretty good punt is going to pin Sheridan back at the 10-yard line. 33-yard punt. And the Yellow Jackets will take over at their own 10-yard line. 9:58 to go. It's hard to believe it's going to be 2 weeks before we play our first home game, Bob.
I know.
Next week we're at Harrison, and then we'll come back the week after that and host Nettleton.
Love to go to Harrison.
I'll say this, it's with the travel we do, Harrison's just like a home game.
It is.
Thomas
cut
miss,
back, they yeah, run that play 100 times again. Tonight.
And this is Lucas with a first down run across the 20 to the 22-yard line.
They're doing a good job of sealing this on the backside, and that time we got off a cornerback, got off a block, was able to make that tackle. But they're doing a good job, Sheridan is, of blocking that up front.
13th first down of the night for the Yellow Jackets. 9:34 left in the game. Yellow Jackets up 34-7. Thomas to pass, completes it in the flat left side. They had a couple of receivers out there blocking, and this is a big play out to the 45-yard line. Hunter Threkeld in on the catch that time, takes it to the 45. It's a 23-yard pickup.
Well, that's, once again, you can't let those receivers lock up on you out there. That's easier said than done. I understand that. You just got to, and we're young and not as big as they are on the in those spots, you just got to do your best to get off that block.
Well, we've been on the game, on the air now for a couple of hours, not quite 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's the third time that fire truck's gone by.
I know. I don't ever see them go back the other way. They're always going the same direction.
Inside handoff this time. This is Peyton Edwards on the carry. Edwards fights his way to the 50 with a 5-yard pickup. So it's second and five here for the Yellow Jackets. The ball sitting right on the midfield stripe. Thomas with two receivers on the left, one on the right. He rolls to the left side. Looks to pass. It's incomplete. Undershot as receiver. Third and five coming up. We begin the season and end the regular season on a Thursday night.
You love them, don't you?
Despise them.
There's that same.
Oh, my gosh. Another big play this time from Lucas. He's into the secondary, 30, 25, down to the 22-yard line. It's a 28-yard gain on the same play that's killed the Bombers all night.
They just keep running it, and we haven't adjusted to it yet.
8:15 left in the contest. Sheridan's up 34-7 and had the ball at the 22-yard line of Mountain Home and reeling off some big plays on this drive. 12, 23, 5, and 28. Timeout Sheridan, their last one of the half. 7:56 to play. Bombers are trailing 34-7. You're listening to Bomber Football. Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Well, Watkins, in taking the direct snap this time, has close to a first down run, but a flag on the play. This one's going to come back.
It's going to come back as a hold. I'm glad the White Hat saw it because it got on the other side.
This occurred at the 20, so it's a 2-yard gain. And then they'll back it up 10 yards from that back to the 30-yard line. Third penalty for 30 yards against the Yellow Jackets. Bombers 2-for-10 tonight.
And both those delay game penalties. That's unusual not to have any other penalty but delay game.
7:45 left in the contest.
Okay, quarterback keep.
Watkins
close it.
Will take it straight ahead, and he's going to find his way inside the 25 to about the 22-yard line, back to the original line of scrimmage. Picks up 8. So, 2nd and 10 here for the Yellow Jackets with 7:23 to go.
Ball is placed on the 22-yard line.
Well, I don't know if we've ever had a game in August where it was about 80 degrees at kickoff.
No. And the breeze up here is, and you can see the flags.
Yes.
It's great.
we'll probably pay for it here the next few weeks.
Yeah.
A nice catch on the far side at the 17-yard line, a diving catch. That was Wathol that made the catch. Takes it to the 17-yard line with a 5-yard completion. So third and five now for Sheridan. They're going to bring Watkins back into the ball game. He's lined up to take the snap with 7:03 to play.
It's the same.
He's right up the middle and waiting for a couple of blockers to get in front of him, and he's going to take it inside the 15, down to the 13. Fourth and one coming up. Fourth and one here for the Yellow Jackets. Looks like Corte is into the ball game. He scored a couple of touchdowns here in the second half.
He's probably going to run it. Tight formation, two tights. I'd say he's going to run it. Yep.
Takes it to the left side, hit in the backfield, stopped him, stood him up, and a loss on the play, and the Bombers hold on fourth down. It's going to wind up being a loss of two on the play.
Well, good job of reading at that time. I can't see the number, so I can't see who it was. 86,
I believe Pausch was in on the stop that time for Mountain Home. So the Bombers hold on fourth down, and they get the football back at the 15-yard line with 6:21 to play, down 34-7. From the 15, the give is to Junior Williams. Cross the 20, out to the 23-yard line. Pickup of 8.
Once again, a little stretch that time. Widen it a little bit, get away from that pinching inside and that congestion. Some different faces in the ball game now for Sheridan, too, on the defensive front.
Second down and two. Junior gets again hit in the backfield. He's not going to get much.
Nope.
Looks like the marking for a 1-yard gain to the 24.
No movement that time on the line of scrimmage. We didn't get him off the ball.
Third and one for the Bomber offense. 5:38 to play.
1 yard gain on the play. Brings him a third down and one.
See if this Bomber offense can keep this drive going. And the timeout's going to be taken by Mountain Home. 5:18 to play. Bombers down 34-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
If your water heater is on the fritz, consider a Marathon. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative sells and leases Marathon water heaters from 30 to 105 gallons. The durable, non-metallic tanks include foam insulation and have a lifetime limited warranty. Call NAEC at 870-425-2141 or stop by our office to purchase or lease a Marathon water heater today.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
Well, a first down run for Mountain Home as they go to that dive play with Hershberger again. He picks up 5 on third and one. And a first down for Mountain Home. That is their 12th first down of the night. This is Junior straight ahead across the 30 to the 31. Gain of about 2. 4:48 to play.
Second down and seven.
second down here and about 8 for the Bombers. Junior gets it again. Hit as he tries to bounce to the outside. Falls away from those tacklers. Takes it across the 40. Well, he just, that first tackler kind of hit him and bounced off, and he kept on going and winds up at the 41 with a gain of 10. And
Junior just did a good job of continuing to bounce that outside. That was that little wider play that the dive looked play, and he just continued to bounce it outside and bounce off of people. That's not a good sight for a defensive back to see.
You don't want to try to tackle him in the open field. There's that dive again to Hershberger. He's going to take it to the 44 this time with a 3-yard gain.
25 on the carry. He is tackled by number 36, Austin Tucker.
4:10 to play. Bombers down 34-7. Tabor will give it to Junior. Junior cross the 50, and again those defensive backs having to come up and make the tackle. It's a first down run to the 48-yard line.
That's good for Junior. Gets him in shape. Gets him in game shape pretty quickly.
An 8-yard pickup and a fresh set of downs.
Get on back to huddle, Junior. Ain't nobody else.
Junior bent over and they're going to have to stop the clock to take him out of the game. Right now, he's just bent over and not moving at all. 3:41 to go. The Bombers down 34-7.
Those are signs of a low blow.
He's hurting right now, isn't he?
Yep. Holding his hand kind of funny.
Yeah, his hand, wrist or hand, left wrist or hand. So Aldridge will come in at the fullback position now for Mountain Home with 3:38 to play. First down, the handoff. Nice run, spinning out of a tackle as Hunter shot, and he's going to be near a first down. He's going to take it inside the 40.
Hunter did a good job that time. He one step, and a quick sidestep, and got up the field. That's a good move for a running back right there.
They're going to call it a first down. So a first down, 15th of the night for the Bombers. Once again, Shaw gets it. Not going anywhere this time. I was watching the wide receiver, Caden Williams, blocking Ethan White. Those two got tangled up out there.
Yeah, they did.
White got up and mouthed. I'm surprised there wasn't a flag thrown the way he was waving his arms and jawing that time. Second and 10 here for Mountain Home. 2:39 to play. An inside handoff again to Hershberger, and they're going to mark him out to the 36-yard line. 34, my bad. A 4-yard gain to the 34.
Hershberger on the carry. He is brought down by number 33, Drew Dahmer.
2:19 to play. The Bombers down 34-7.
Third down and 6.
Third and 6 for the Bombers. Ball is given this time to Shad, and boy, there's nowhere for him to go on that dive play.
Right there.
In fact, he's going to lose a yard back to the 35.
Hunter Shad on the carry.
So 4th and 7 coming up here for the Bomber offense.
46, Dylan Palmer on the tackle.
This is not looking good. They went over and got the EMTs to come back and look at Junior.
That is not good. Fourth and 7 here for Mountain Home with 1:33 to play.
His left hand.
Tabor to pass. Hit as he throws. The ball's tipped. Intercepted at the 27-yard line. And the return across the 30. And Sheridan has the football back on the INT.
Pass is deflected and intercepted.
The return out to the 34-yard line.
Sheridan football, first and 10.
So Sheridan has it at the 34. They can snap it a few times and head back south with a W. Sheridan is going to snap a 19-game losing streak with this victory here tonight. The last time they won a game was week one of 2016. It's been 2 years.
Well, I'm proud for them, but I wish it could have been next week.
You and me both, yep. They got some reserves in there right now. They'll just hand it off up the middle, and play goes from the 34 out to the 40 with a 6-yard pickup. 1:13 to play. 6-yard
gain. Again, looking at the junior's left wrist hand area.
Second down and 5 here for the Yellow Jackets. 54 seconds left. They run the play clock down. Hand off left side, a gain of 1 to the 41.
14, Luke Nash on the carry.
They'll just have to snap it one more time, and that'll do it. There's 10 seconds difference between the game clock and the play clock, and so one more snap, and this one will be in the books. Hand off near side, out across the 50 to the 49. 18 seconds left officially. They have to stop the clock to move the chains. Then they'll wind the clock again. And Sheridan will celebrate their 19-game losing streak coming to an end here tonight. And now the worry turns to Junior Williams. Pretty much all of the Mount Home offense here this evening, and he's on the sideline holding his left wrist or hand, and we'll have to see what's going to happen with that. We'll take a break, begin the post game here in just a moment. Final score 34-7. Sheridan wins it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the Bombers post game show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Would you like to clear out some clutter and feel really great about it? Do you have a junk drawer, a closet, or a garage that needs to be cleaned out? Take a little time this weekend to go through some stuff and then give your gently used items to a good cause. This is Captain Jamie Spaulding with the Salvation Army. Your tax-deductible donations help us provide food, clothing, and emergency assistance to those in need right here in our community. So do yourself and us a favor. Clean out and donate to the Salvation Army Thrift Store.
Are you nervous about being a little fish in a big pond, a giant campus full of unknowns? Maybe you should try the perfect college not too far away from the awesome lakes and rivers right here at home, ASU Mountain Home. The ASUMH Technical Center has hands-on, fascinating degree programs. Their transfer degrees will put you ahead of the game at half the cost. Be it business, healthcare, information technology, teaching, ASUMH has classes for you starting soon. Apply online at asumh.edu. Be a big fish in a little pond. ASU Mountain Home.